Welcome to Zichud Daf Sin Mani Mamre by Ram Goldar and their Mezekas Baba Metzia Daf Lamed Beis. The second parak El Metzias. This parak has been generously sponsored by Mr. and Mrs. Eric and Connie Lindenauer. So the three topics we're going to focus on. Number one, the next Mishnah states that a Kohen may not become Tameh to retrieve a lost item in a cemetery and return it. Im Amar Lo Aviv Hi Tameh. If his father said to him, become Tameh to retrieve the item, Osha Amar Lo Al Tachzir, or he told him, do not return a lost item, Lo Yishma Lo, he should not listen to him. A brisa derives from the pasuk Ish imo va'aviv tirau ve'shabso saitishmeru ani Hashem. Every man you shall revere your father and mother and observe my Shabbos. I am Hashem, which teaches kulchem chayavim b'kavodi. All of you, including your parents, are obligated in my honor. Honoring one's father does not allow him to transgress an avera. The Gemara wonders why this requires a pasuk, since honoring one's father is a mitzvah's asei, and the obligation to return a lost item is a mitzvah's asei and los asei, namely hashev tishivim and losuchal yisalem. And an asei cannot push aside an asei and los asei. It explains that since hukash kibud aveim kvodesh makom, honoring one's father and mother is compared to honoring Hashem, one could think he should listen to them even in violation of a mitzvah. Point number two, the Mishnah taught that there's a mitzvah to help unload packages from an animal lying under its burden, but not to help load onto an animal where its packages fell off. The Gemara clarifies, mitzvah min haTorah lifrok bechinam. It's a commandment in the Torah to help unload an animal for free, but it's not a commandment to help load for free, el b'schar, but he's obligated to help reload for payment. Rabbi Shimon says one is required to help load for free as well. The Rabbanan argued that if te'ina must also be done for free, the obligation of prika did not need to be written at all because it can be derived from te'ina with a kal v'chomer. Failing to load the animal would not cause suffering to the animal, nor a monetary loss, yet the bystander is required to help load. Unloading then, which involves the burden animal suffering as well as possible monetary loss if the animal is injured, certainly would be obligated. It must be that the Torah wrote it to teach that although one can charge for te'ina, prika must be done for free. Rabbi Shimon responds that a single pasuk would not suffice because it may refer to prika. And point number three, Rava said, midivrei shnehem, from the words of both Rabbanan and Rabbi Shimon, nilmud sar bal chaim deraisa, it can be derived that suffering of living creatures is a deraisa. The Rabban derived from a kal v'chomer that if helping load is an obligation, then certainly prika is. And Rabbi Shimon agreed fundamentally to the kal v'chomer, but argued that the psukim are unclear. Presumably, the reason why prika is a more obvious obligation is because of tzar ba'achayim, of the animal suffering under its burden, proving it's a biblical concern. The Gemara attempts to deflect the proof, saying that perhaps the reason prika is more compelling is mishum de'ika chesron kis, because there's a potential monetary loss if the animal is not unloaded, because it may be injured. This is rejected because failing to load an animal can also involve monetary loss, meaning if he cannot go to the marketplace to sell his merchandise or his merchandise may be stolen. The Gemara concedes that Rabbi Yossi Galili holds that Tzar Bal Chaim is not a biblical issue. So once again, the 3 points are, number one, the next Mishnah states that a Kohen may not become Tameh to retrieve a lost item in a cemetery and return it. Im Amar Lo Aviv Hi Tameh, if his father said to him, become Tameh to retrieve the item, Osha Amar Lo Al Tachzir, or he told him, do not return a lost item, Lo Yishma Lo, he should not listen to him. A brisa derives from the pasuk Ish imo va'aviv tirau ve'shabso saitishmeru ani Hashem. Every man you shall revere your father and mother and observe my Shabbos. I am Hashem, which teaches kulchem chayavim b'kavodi. All of you, including your parents, are obligated in my honor. Honoring one's father does not allow him to transgress an avera. The Gemara wonders why this requires a pasuk, since honoring one's father is a mitzvah's asei, and the obligation to return a lost item is a mitzvah's asei and los asei, namely hashev tishivim and losuchal yisalem. And an asei cannot push aside an asei and los asei. It explains that since hukash kibud aveim kvodesh makom, honoring one's father and mother is compared to honoring Hashem, one could think he should listen to them even in violation of a mitzvah. Point number two, the Mishnah taught that there's a mitzvah to help unload packages from an animal lying under its burden, but not to help load onto an animal where its packages fell off. The Gemara clarifies, mitzvah min haTorah lifrok bechinam. It's a commandment in the Torah to help unload an animal for free, but it's not a commandment to help load for free, el b'schar, but he's obligated to help reload for payment. Rabbi Shimon says one is required to help load for free as well. The Rabbanan argued that if te'ina must also be done for free, the obligation of prika did not need to be written at all because it can be derived from te'ina with a kal v'chomer. Failing to load the animal would not cause suffering to the animal, nor a monetary loss, yet the bystander is required to help load. Unloading then, which involves the burden animal suffering as well as possible monetary loss if the animal is injured, certainly would be obligated. It must be that the Torah wrote it to teach that although one can charge for te'ina, prika must be done for free. Rabbi Shimon responds that a single pasuk would not suffice because it may refer to Parika. And point number three, Rava said, Midivrei Shnehem, from the words of both Rabbanan and Rabbi Shimon, Nilmud Sar Bal Chaim Deraisa, it can be derived that suffering of living creatures is a Deraisa. The Rabban derived from a Kal V'chomer that if helping load is an obligation, then certainly Parika is. And Rabbi Shimon agreed fundamentally to the Kal V'chomer, but argued that the psukim are unclear. Presumably, the reason why Parika is a more obvious obligation is because of Tzar Bal Chaim, of the animal suffering under its burden, proving it's a biblical concern. The Gemara attempts to deflect the proof, saying that perhaps the reason Parika is more compelling is Mishum De'ika Chesron Kis, because there's a potential monetary loss if the animal is not unloaded, because it may be injured. This is rejected because failing to load an animal can also involve monetary loss, meaning if he cannot go to the marketplace to sell his merchandise, or his merchandise may be stolen. The Gemara concedes that Rabbi Yossi Galili holds that Tzar Bal Chaim is not a biblical issue. All right, so now we go to Siman Daf Lamed Beis, and our standard Siman is a scientist in a lab. So here goes. The Kohen scientist in a lab who uses drone to get an Aveda out of a cemetery because he couldn't listen to his father to get it himself, charged a fee when using his fleet of drones to help load people's animals, but sent them to unload people's animals for free because Tzar Bal Chaim, Deraisa. Once again, slow motion. The Kohen scientist in a lab, that must be Randolph Lamed Beis. The Kohen scientist in a lab who uses drone to get an Aveda out of a cemetery because he couldn't listen to his father to get it himself, which reminds us one may not listen to one's father to transgress an Avera, such as becoming tamei by entering a cemetery to retrieve a lost item or being told not to return it, since the pasuk teaches that everyone is chayv in Hashem's honor. So the Kohen scientist in a lab who uses drone to get an Aveda out of a cemetery because he couldn't listen to his father to get it himself, charged a fee when using his fleet of drones to help load people's animals, which reminds us the Mishnah taught that there's a mitzvah to help unload packages from an animal lying under its burden, but not to help load onto an animal where its packages fell off. The Gemara clarifies mitzvah in the Torah lifrok bechinam. It's a mitzvah in the Torah to help unload an animal for free, b'litom bechinam, but it's not a mitzvah to help load for free, el b'schar, but he's obligated to help reload for payment. Rabbi Shimon says one is required to help load for free as well. So the Kohen scientist in a lab who uses drone to get an Aveda out of a cemetery because he couldn't listen to his father to get it himself, charged a fee when using his fleet of drones to help load people's animals, but sent them to unload people's animals for free because Tzar Bal Chaim, Deraisa, which reminds us, Rava said Midivrei Shnehem, from the words of both the Rabbanan and Rabbi Shimon, Nilmud Tzar Bal Chaim Deraisa, it can be derived that suffering of living creatures is a Deraisa. The Rabban derived it from a Kal V'chomer that if helping load is an obligation, then certainly Parika is, and Rabbi Shimon agreed fundamentally to the Kal V'chomer, but argued that the Pesukim are unclear. Presumably, the reason why Parika is a more obvious obligation is because of the Tzar Bal Chaim of the animal suffering under its burden, proving it's a biblical concern. So once again, the Kohen scientist in a lab who uses drone to get an Aveda out of a cemetery because he couldn't listen to his father to get it himself, charged a fee when using his fleet of drones to help load people's animals, but send them to unload people's animals for free because Tzar Bal Chaim, Deraisa. All right, so now it's time for 4 Blah Bach Chazar. Daf Chav Ches. So the Siman Daf Chav Ches is a strong man. Koach. So here goes. The strong man, that must be on Daf Chav Ches. Koach. The strong man bellowed the announcement of the Aveda he found for 7 days straight after the third raga, which reminds us. The next Mishnah states, Vad masai chai v'hachris, until when is one obligated to announce a lost item? Reb Meir says, Ad kadei sheyedu bo shechinav, until the neighbors know about it, which the Gemara explains to mean the area in which the item was found. Reb Yudah says it's announced for the three regalim, and then 7 days after the third raga, kadei sheyelech veso shloshev, yachzer shloshev, yachris yom echot, so that the owner has 3 days to go home and check his possessions, 3 days to return, and 1 day to announce his lost item, and it's simanim. So the strong man bellowed the announcement of the Aveda he found for 7 days straight after the third regel, openly announcing he had found a cloak without fear that a rami would know the simanim, which reminds us, a marim discuss how a lost item is announced. Rav Yudah says, Avedasa Machris, he merely announces he found a lost item without specifying that it's a garment, for example, because Chayshin L'Ramai, we're concerned about a dishonest person who may know the simanim of the owner's garment and may unlawfully claim it. Rav Nachman says, Glima Machris, he announces he found a garment and we're not concerned about a dishonest person, Din Ken, in whatever so, because if so, there's no end to such concerns, meaning announcing a lost item would not solve the issue. So the strong man bellowed the announcement of the Aveda he found for 7 days straight after the third ragel, openly announcing he found a cloak without fear that a rami would know the simanim, which reminded someone listening that he had fed the useless rooster he found for long enough, and it was time to sell it. Which reminds us, the next mission states, Kol davar she'osa va'ochel, any last animal that works and eats, such as an ox, ya'aseh v'yochel, should work and eat from what it produces and not be sold. The davar she'ein osa va'ochel, but something that does not work but eat, such as a rooster, yemacher, should be sold, and the proceeds are returned to the owner, because the pasuk says, v'hashevoso lo, and return it to him, teaching re'eh hech tishivenu lo, see how you will return it to him, that its cost will not exceed its value. Dav chavtes, so the simon dav chavtes is a cot. So here goes. The thief stole the money from the found rooster that was sold. Right off the cot it was left on. Cot? That must be more dav chavtes. The thief stole the money from the found rooster that was sold. Right off the cot it was left on, which reminds us, the Mishnah Daf Chaf Ches Amud Beis discussed the status of money where a lost item was sold from the owner's benefit. Rabbi Tarfon said, Yishtamish Behen, the finder may use it. Therefore, if it's lost, he's responsible for it. Rabbi Kiva said, he may not use it and is therefore not responsible if it's lost. This implies that the Malchukas hinges on whether he has the right to use the money, otherwise he would not be responsible for its loss. So the thief stole the money from the found rooster that was sold, right off the cot it was left on, while the homeowner was preoccupied with the monthly rolling of the scrolls he found. Which reminds us, the Gemara discusses caring for someone's sfarim in his possession. Simcha says a new sefer should be rolled every 30 days, and an old one every 12 months. Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov says, according to the Gemara's later emendation, that all sfarim should be rolled every 30 days. So the thief stole the money from the found rooster that was sold. Right off the cot it was left on, while the homeowner was preoccupied with the monthly rolling of the scrolls he found, and his son was busy doing the monthly shaking of the found garments. Which reminds us, the Mishnah taught that if one found a garment, Menara Echad Shoshim Yom, he should shake it out once every 30 days. The Gemara brings four additional rules when it comes to shaking out garments. Daf Lamed, so the Simur Daf Lamed is a Malamed, a Rebbe. So here goes. The elderly Rebbe, that must be one Daf Lamed. Malamed. The elderly Rebbe, bringing his class to see how an Egel Arufa is disqualified through work for the owner's benefit, which reminds us, a Braisa teaches regarding an Egel Arufa, Ignisu Arifka, if you join the calf into a multiple harness for it to nurse from its mother, Padasha, and a thresh grain, Kasher, it's still fit for Egel Arufa. But if you joined it so it should nurse and thresh, it's disqualified. So, the elderly Rebbe, bringing his class to see how an Egel Arufa is disqualified through work for the owner's benefit, walked past a large lost box because it didn't befit his honor to pick it up. Which reminds us, a braisa darshan the pasuk v'salamta, and you hide from the lost animal, meaning ignore it. Teaching, there are times that you may hide if the finder is a kohen and the lost item is in a cemetery, or he's an elderly person and picking up the item is not befitting his honor, or if the work he's performing is of greater value than the lost item, he may hide from the lost item and not pick it up. So the elderly Rebbe, bringing his class to see how an Egel Arufa is disqualified through work for the owner's benefit, walked past a large lost box because it didn't befit his honor to pick it up, which was picked up by another elderly Rav who went. If Nimi sure is a din, which reminds us, Rishmael, the son of Rabbi Yossi, once bought someone's wood to avoid having to assist in loading it. Gemara asks that he was exempt as a zaken ve'eno v'yikvodo, and answers l'ifnim ushur zedin hu David. He went beyond the letter of the law. Rabbi Yochanan taught, Ochav Yerushalayim ela ashadanu ba'din Torah. Yerushalayim was destroyed only because they judged there according to Torah law, which the Gemara explains that they ruled strictly according to Torah law and did not go beyond the letter of the law. Daf Lamedov, so the Sim Daf Lamedov is related to the law, and we use a judge. So here goes. Alright, so now it's time to conclude with a pop quiz of 10 questions. Number 1. Which daf do Malchukas, whether one announces he found an item, or can be more specific, and announce, for example, he found a glima, that's on daf? Chavches. Good. Number 2. Which daf do you want, if one saw a sella fall from between two Jews, he must return it, that's on daf? Chavav. Good. Number 3. Which daf do we discuss, Tsar Bali Chaim Daraisa, that's on daf? Lamed Beis. Good. Number 4. Which daf do we have a question whether one is required to save someone's land from being ruined? That's on daf. Lamed Aleph. Good. Number 5. Which daf do we learn that one can sell lost items which incur a cost to maintain? That's on daf. Chavches. Good. Number 6. Which daf do we learn that even a donkey should be returned by the owner merely providing simanim of the saddle? That's on daf. Chavzayin. Good. Number 7. Which daf do we learn the Rabbanan hold that prika is done for free, but te'in is done for a wage? That's on daf. Lamed Beis. Good. Number 8. Which daf do we have darshaning of repetitive phrases in the Torah? That's on daf. Lamed Aleph. Good. Number 9. Which daf do we learn that one cannot obey a parent who tells him to do an avera? That's on daf. Amid Bays. Good. Number 10. Which daf do you discuss the importance of going lifnim shuras din? That's on daf. Lamed. Excellent. That concludes today's shir. This is Rabbi Avraham Goldthorpe and Zichu, wishing you a great day and great learning.